grasshopper.
Have you ever heard them called a hopper grass?
Well, I've heard them called a hopper grass, but I always called them the grasshopper.
Who would call them a hopper grass?
Well, several different people just called them that. Grasshopper, hopper grass, or, and there's another kind of a bug. It gets on you, eats your flowers up, that they catch fish with. You remember as to what kind of what Ben used to come over here and get?
It's a little grasshoppers out there.
Crickets. Well, crickets. Yeah, crickets. Yeah, crickets. They're good to fish with, yeah. Too. And they'll eat your flowers up. We had daylilies like them out there, and they get on them. And we picked them off, and we sprayed it. Of course, you can't spray that kind of flower too much. It kills it, you see. But we sprayed them little, and we picked them off and burned them. And we picked them off, we'd kill them. And one of my brothers, he was over here one day, him and his wife. He says, you get any more, says, put them in a little can or jar of some kind, save them for him. Says, that's good to catch fish with.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down here several times. And there's there's a worm that gets on the catawba trees here.
That's good to fish with?
Yeah, they're good for fish too.
Mm-hmm.
Some call them caterpillars, and some call them catawba worms.
Mm-hmm. Just a second. If you haven't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, across the corner, you might find a
rat.
Or up high, stretched across the corner, you'd find a
some kind of an insect or something, or
what would a spider build out?
Oh, a spider, he built his nest, a web.
Uh-huh.
Spider web.
Would you call it that, whether it's outside or inside?
Yeah, a web, just the same, a spider web.
The parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called the
roots.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yes. There's a sassafras root. It's good to make tea out of. That's good for you to drink. It's good for your system, for your blood, your health and all. And I believe that's the only kind of a tree I believe is for to make a liquor to drink.
Mm-hmm. What kind of tree do you tap for syrup?
Do what?
What kind of tree can you tap for syrup?
You mean dig it up?
No, there's a kind of a tree that you can get syrup from.
Syrup from? Well, that's a maple. You can take maple timber and make syrup out of it. Maple syrup?
What would you call a big group of those growing together?
I don't believe I know. It's just a maple crop of trees that to make sugar out of. Sugar maple. It's sugar maple, that's what it is.
Uh-huh. What would you call a tree? It's got broad leaves on it, white scaly bark you peel off.
Scaled off or used for something?
I think it's a hard wood, I think. It's got little knobs or balls on it.
Is it a sycamore?
Okay. Do they have those around here?
Yeah.
What other kinds of trees do you have around here?
Well, we have sycamore. We have a moser. And we have a crepe myrtle. That's a flower tree. And we have different trees in the wood. We have the oak, several different kinds of oak, water oak, pin oak, red oak, post oak, and we have pine, we have a maple, we have an elm, and we have an ironwood, we have a hickory.
An ironwood?
Ironwood tree.
What's
Well, it's a hard kind of wood, awful hard, with a kind of a rough, scaly-looking bark on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have persimmons, hickory nuts.